Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
I would have asked you to come before, Woodward, but I had to be sure of my facts. After all, it was an experiment. This way. I didn't want to be a laughingstock of the medical profession.
Nobody would make that mistake, Morris.
They'd like to, if they got the chance. Anyway, I went ahead and it's come off. Now I want you to see the results of my experiment.
What exactly has happened, Morris?
Difficult to explain. You know, some years ago they started treating nervous disorders by severing a certain nerve.
I heard of it.
It was, in fact, releasing the patient from the nervous tension set up when the fight between the conscious brain and the subconscious became too strong. Severing the nerve reduced contact, as it were.
Mm-hmm. And that made people more tranquil, huh?
Yes, it did. Mm. And from it I got this idea I've been working on. You're a politician, so I won't bore you with medical details. But what, in fact, I've been able to do is completely sever the conscious from the subconscious.
Sounds drastic, Morris.
Maybe. But fascinating. The possibilities, you know, are endless. Fancy a person freed from all subconscious fears, urges, and soul-searching.
No soul?
Well, that's never been measured, so I can't say whether he'd have a soul or not.
Him?
My patient.
Well, look, Morris, I don't know what you've been up to, but is this all strictly legal? After all, you're a scientist, not a doctor.
Fog the issue with legal and ethical strictures and you'll never get anywhere.
Don't observe them and you'll land in jail.
Don't worry, Woodward. What I've done is beyond the realm of petty regulations.
Well, if I find you have broken any laws, Morris, I'll have to take action, whether they're petty or not.
For you and your hidebound outlook. You wait till you see. Here we are. I've brought Mr. Woodward along to see the fruits of our endeavors, Miss Seward.
How do you do, Mr. Woodward?
Miss Seward is my nurse, Woodward, and very patient and faithful, too.
All scientific work is fascinating. Don't you find it so, Mr. Woodward?
Well, I find my fascination tempered with horror, Miss Seward. Science, I fear, marches toward an unseen and unknown goal.
Well, you'll see one goal soon.
Yeah, and that is?
A man who can make full use of his brain. No frustrations, no inhibitions, no moral reluctance. My man is pure brain. Not a trace of subconscious.
How did it happen?
Absurdly simple. Certain nerve severed, and that's all.
An operation?
Well, in a way.
Sorry, Morris, that's against all medical practice. Not only that, it's illegal, and seriously so. I'm sorry, I can't stay, and you'll be hearing from the authorities.
I asked you here because I knew you'd be interested. I asked you because you're my friend. Maybe what I've done is illegal, but that doesn't prevent you meeting my patient. You can say, how do you do, and leave it at that. After all, nobody else but you knows anything about this. It's a unique opportunity, and you'll be sorry if you don't take it. After you've seen him, you can have me arrested, if you like.
One of the scientific achievements of the century, Mr. Woodward. An opportunity that won't occur again.
So you'd better see him.
I don't know I like this. Oh, all right. But I won't stay. And if what I see is obviously illegal, Morris, it'll only confirm my intention to do something about it. You're my friend. A politician can't afford to have friends who break the law.
I quite understand that. Come in, Applebine. Turn the doorknob to the left and open the door. Come in, my boy, come in. I'd like you to meet Mr. Woodward, a very well-known politician.
Hello.
Hello. Shake Mr. Woodward's hand, Tom. Say, how do you do? How do you do, Mr. Woodward?
There, that's over. As you can see, Woodward, Tom is exactly the same as anybody else.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. He looks fine and healthy. What's so exceptional about him, Morris?
This. How many people in this state, Tom? What's the population?
3,700,053. Allowing for the birth rate over the death rate, there are at this moment 3,700,056. In 5 minutes' time, it will drop to 54. But in 6 minutes, the number will be 58.
Exact figures, Woodward. I told him that a fortnight ago. He remembers. Everything I tell him, he remembers exactly. No faltering, no hesitation or doubts. In fact, you see before you a mechanical brain that's infallible.
Mechanical?
Subconscious, gone. No dreams. None of the millions of things harassing an ordinary man. But
mechanical.
Take away the unplumbed part of a man's brain, and he is mechanical. Does what he's told. Remembers everything you tell him. In fact, Woodward, you see before you the perfect voter.
Morris, you've as good as murdered this young man. Look at him. Look at his eyes. They're bright, maybe, but nothing behind them.
What wouldn't you give to have a secretary like that? To have voters like that?
Or a woman to have a husband like that?
I don't care about that. The fact remains you've taken a perfectly ordinary young man and turned him into a sort of monster.
And suppose everybody in the world was like that. No wars, no revolutions, no governments crashing. Everybody doing exactly as they were told.
That's ridiculous.
But possible.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's staring you in the face. One now, Woodward, but in time we could have a dozen, 2 dozen, a whole army. One or two people to lead them, of course. Say, you and me?
Are you suggesting? Woodward, you're nothing better than a murderer. Matter of fact, I think you're crazy. I'm leaving here. Here and now. I'm going to the police and I'm going to have you arrested.
You'll have to leave here first, Woodward. I'd point out I've got an excellent police force, better than anything human. Mine can't be bribed or have doubts or take sides. Mine is mechanical. There he stands. I can say, kill this man, arrest him, and he'll do it. Whatever I wish.
I know it must be a shock to you, Mr. Woodward, but I'm sure, given enough time to think, you'll come round to our point of view. I mean, 30 million voters solidly and unshakably behind you is something, isn't it?
30 million?
The operation itself is very simple. Nothing to it. A doctor can do dozens in a day. All it is an incision. Tom here can do hundreds. All I've got to do is show him how. And he'll go ahead till he drops.
Well, you can't line up 30 million people for an operation.
You can operate on enough to control the country. We thought we could do it this way, through the doctors.
You are crazy. Doctors, indeed.
Doctors control the states. There's hardly anybody in the states who doesn't go to a doctor at least once a year. But you can't let me finish. You get a doctor here, some pretext, and operate on him. As soon as he's recovered, and it only needs a local anesthetic, we instruct him to do the same operation on all his patients.
What a nightmare.
Within no time, we have hundreds of people like Tom.
You're mad. I'm getting out of here.
And more doctors, more and more patients. In no time, we have the whole world doing exactly as we tell them. Working for us. Standing behind us. That's all so simple. A politician's dream.
Can you be so certain about this man? Will he do everything you tell him? Exactly as you tell him?
Exactly. Just close that door again, Miss Seward. Tom, walk through that door. Don't open it. Walk through it.
I don't believe it. He can't.
All right, Tom. Stand where you are. Do you want any further proof? You're seeing in actual fact what the Nazis tried to do 20 years ago. The man who obeys without question. He's got a brain, but nothing to control. Nothing at all.
what controls ordinary men has no longer contact with Tom. He's not frightened, worried. He's not anything. His brain I can control because he's got no subconscious to control it. What do you say, Woodward? The world. The whole world. Ours.
I say no. No, no, no!
Pity. Great pity.
Pity?
My dear Woodward, we've shown you our secret. We have to show it to somebody who knows the working of a government so we know how to proceed on a world domination plan. But somebody who won't cooperate with us, you must understand, can't be allowed to go back to the world of ordinary people.
You can't stop me.
We can and will. Woodward, I'm very sorry to have to inform you, but you'll be our next mechanical man.
Operate? On me?
On you.
You've got to let me get out of here. I'm sane. I'm not crazy.
It won't be long until you are. My dear fellow, don't worry. It doesn't hurt at all. And when it's done, you yourself won't feel any different. As a matter of fact, it'll be a great release for you. Just fancy not having to make up your mind about anything. Fancy having no dreams, no worries. Those dark shadows of right and wrong, should and shouldn't, all gone.
As you can see, Mr. Woodward, Tom is very happy. As a matter of fact, he looks 20 years younger.
You can't be in this, too. You're a woman.
And as a woman, I want to see an end to wars, fighting. I want to see everybody free and happy.
Free and happy? Free and happy?
That's what they would be. The man, unbothered by conscience, is free and happy. Look at Adam and Eve before the fall. The world will be, in a manner of speaking, one great big Garden of Eden.
With no apple trees. Or at least, if there is one, nobody will eat an apple until he's told to.
Huh? Well, if you're going to do this thing, you'll have to fight me. And I'm warning you, I'll fight like a madman. Slay you. Anybody laying their hands on me, I'm warning them I'll wrap this chair around their necks.
My dear Woodward, I wouldn't think of pitting myself against you. No, no. I have somebody much better. Somebody who does what he's told and is so mechanical that you might succeed in bruising him, but never stopping him.
Much better to be reasonable, Mr. Woodward. Fighting will just put it off. It won't prevent it.
I can't believe... I simply can't believe you're a woman, Miss Seward.
I am. And like all women, I hate fighting. So please be good. I mean, it's so simple to do what we ask. And you are a politician, so you must like the idea of everybody doing exactly as he's told. You wouldn't be a politician unless you thought you knew what was best for everybody else.
Not that at all. I feel I've got a duty to do.
Officer complex. You march into war and fight, and I'll stop back where it's safe and tell you how to do it. Of course, you're on our side. You won't admit it, that's all.
I'm not on your side. I think the whole idea is frightful. Disgusting.
But so reasonable. It's reasonable to take advantage of a situation that must be good for everybody. And it's reasonable not to have the operation performed on you. For some unknown reason, you seem to like the idea of having a subconscious.
And what about you?
Somebody has to be in control. In a world of mechanical men, somebody has to tell everybody what to do. It could be you.
No. No, once and finally, no. No. No, I'm not interested.
Then we have no alternative but to use force. A mechanical force, Mr. Woodward.
All right, all right. I'm fighting something evil, and I've got right on my side.
Right isn't always the winning side. And, as in all these things, what is right? Not many people will fight unless they think they're right and the others are wrong. Of course, in our brave new world, it'll be us who know the right and wrong. The rest of the people will simply do as they're told.
And that's just normal political belief and hope. Now, in an election speech, you try to convince people your side of the question is right. Now we can show you how to do it without trying to convince. All you have to do is say. And nobody alive will stop you being elected because you'll be telling the electors what to do.
It all makes sense. Horrible, distorted sense.
Then you'll come in with us?
No. No, I've got to hang on to what I know is right. What you suggest is wrong, wrong.
Don't waste time trying to convince me. Tell Tom. He'll not only listen to you, he'll believe you. If I hadn't convinced him otherwise.
Tom, this is all wrong. You've got to be on the side of right.
Very good. But he doesn't know right from wrong. He's not like you and me, who know instinctively. He's got no instinctive feeling. Now, I don't want to waste any more time, Woodward. Are you coming in with us or not?
No. Very well.
I'll get the operating table ready.
Tom, put Mr. Woodward on the operating table. And you know I told you what to do. Well, go ahead and do it.
I'll keep back all of you. No nonsense now. I'll beat the brains out of anybody who comes near me.
Miss Seward and I, we have brains, but we won't come near you. On the other hand, Tom has only part of a brain, and he's rapidly getting to you.
Keep back. Keep back. I'm telling you. Oh, I know I'm in a nightmare.
Much better submit, Woodward. Doing that is quite a release, you know.
Yes. All right, Morris. Call your robot off.
Into the other room, Tom. Wait there till I call you.
You've convinced me. After that, I'll believe anything. Gee, did you see the world he got across his forehead, and he didn't even bat an eyelid.
He knows he's hurt, but not having any fear, he dismisses it, forgets it. Fear makes us feel pain as much as anything. Are you coming in with us, Woodward?
After that, I have to, don't I? I have no desire to become an idiot like that man.
Then the sooner we get started, the better. I take it you approve of the doctor idea.
Yeah, I guess so. We can always get one to visit here just by calling him on the phone. Saying one of us is ill, see?
Easy enough. Once we get him here, we'll tie him up, administer a local anesthetic, and go ahead. Won't be long till we're turning him out like an assembly belt. I rather like the idea of running a world and not having anybody to be afraid of.
Yeah, sure. Where did you get the man you experimented on?
Odd job man about the place. Knocked himself out when a crate fell off a shelf. It fell on him. By the time he came to, I was able to prove my theories, as you saw.
That's so. Well, we'd better get busy about getting a doctor up here. Who's the nearest?
I look one up in the book.
Well, no need to, Miss Seward. I can find it.
I'll do it.
All right, you must have been pretty busy here. I mean, no spare time for reading newspapers or anything.
Couldn't be bothered. Soon it'll be me telling the papers exactly what I want printed. And they'll do it.
Yeah, that's so.
There's a doctor here. Lives down the road a bit. Number's 1198.
1198. I'll get it. All right to use this phone?
Sure.
Yeah. 1198, huh? 1198.
I said 1198.
Sure, that's what I'm getting.
You dial a different number. Mr. Morris, he dialed a different number.
Oh, don't be silly. What other number would I dial? What's the doctor's name?
Blinton.
Hello? Hello, is this Dr. Blinton? Well, listen, I'm up at the old house at the top of Polly Hill. You know the one? Yeah, Morris's place. You'd better get here as fast as you can. Name? Oh, just a moment.
Better not give him my real name, huh? Make one up.
It's, Gresson here. Danny Gresson.
He's on his way up.
You didn't tell him what was wrong with you.
Oh, didn't I? Doesn't matter so long as he gets here, huh?
You want to be careful of him, Mr. Morris. I'm sure he's up to something, some trick.
Well, what trick could I get up to? You heard me phone? They'll be here pretty smart.
They?
The doctor, I mean. I don't think I'd get up to anything with that animated tank next door, do you? I've got more respect for my health.
We're all right, Miss Seward. He's too sensible to get himself into real trouble.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well, whether you like it or not, it's done.
Instead of standing here accusing each other, it'd be better to get on with getting ready for the doctor. Now, what do we do? Does he know to come down here?
He'll ring. There's a servant. He knows I'm down here, though he doesn't know what's going on. He'll bring him down.
Good. When he gets here, he's going to be suspicious at once. That operating table, a door splintered, and I'm shaken, but I'm not exactly ill.
Move that table out of the way, Miss Seward. As for the door, we can put this screen across it.
And how do we catch him, exactly? If he walks in, we can't just grab him. He'd start yelling.
That's so. I'll call Tom out. He can stand just behind the door, grab the doctor when he comes in. Tom, come out here.
Table's out of the way. What now?
In a minute. Tom, you stand here. When a man comes in, you grab hold of him and see he doesn't start yelling. Understand? You keep out of the way, Miss Seward.
How long has Tom been your job man?
A few days. Came here looking for work. I gave him some.
Face seems familiar.
Criminal type, plenty around. Well, everything's fixed. And don't you forget, Tom, the first man walking in through that door, you grab. What's that?
Siren of sorts. The fire, maybe. Maybe the doctor arriving in style.
Doesn't know what he's coming into. Operation only takes a couple of minutes. The world. The whole world in the palm of our hands.
Well, I hope it doesn't overbalance and crush you. There they are.
They? Are you expecting more than one doctor?
Oh, suppose he'll have a driver, maybe. Always think of doctors as they.
There'll be a few of them on our side before we're finished. All of them. I'm glad you saw sense.
Yeah, so am I. He'll be coming now. Suppose he'll come straight down here?
Bound to. Remember, Tom, grab the man coming in through that door. All set. All ready.
All ready. That's him.
Why doesn't he come in?
All right, Gresson.
He's suspicious. Better you go out and bring him in.
Why not you?
I'm supposed to be ill.
That's so. All right, I'll get him.
Come in, Doctor. Okay, come
get
in.
Back. You're not Gresson.
What? Wolfman, it's a policeman. Hey, let me go. Let me go, Tom.
Okay, Gresson, I got you covered. You... Mr. Woodward.
And I'm glad to see you. Here, we'd better get this man to let go, Morris. He'll kill him.
Tom, let that man go. Now, stand there. And don't move or do anything. Well, what's going on, Mr. Woodward? Somebody phoned us up saying they were Gresson.
I had to get help and quick. That man there, Morris, is... He's clean off his rocker. Mad as a hatter. He got me here and was going to do some awful experiment on me. It would make me mad, too. There's a woman as well. Keep them covered. Arrest them. Do anything so long as you stop them.
Davidson! Smith! Get these two down to headquarters. We better get a psychiatrist to look them over.
It so happened they wanted a doctor here, see? I said I'd phone, but phone straight through to you. And I said, as I knew Gresson was the wanted murderer and hoodlum, that I was Gresson to get you here quickly, see? Get you here quickly.
All right, Mr. Woodward. Now, if you'll just come down with me to headquarters, we can get a statement and everything cleared up.
I'm afraid I'm very shaken. Very distressed. Raving lunatics, that's what they are. And look at this poor fella. Morris experimented on him and... Now he's a screwball, silly as they come.
Well, well. Mr. Woodward? Know who this is?
No.
Gresson, that's who.
Huh?
Triple murderer, gangster, and standover man. Well, if he's been driven out of his senses, I don't think much harm's been done. Just close the door after you, Mr. Woodward. And you, on your way. As good as gold. Maybe Mr. Morris had something.
He had. And I hope his secret will stay in here forever.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. romance, or adventure all start when a door is unlocked by the key.